Thank you, Ricardo. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Prospecting Call in the Automation series. This morning, we're going to bring you an update on IntelliDent, now an IBM company. You will have seen the announcements, I hope, that we acquired IntelliDent on the 16th of Feb. IntelliDent brings to us the automation and the configuration tools that we needed to fill in the gap in our portfolio. Today, I'm very pleased that we've got Nigel Oakley on the line. Nigel is the VP of his sales from IntelliDent. And Nigel's going to take us through IntelliDent, their solutions, where they fit, give you a client value story, sort of help you to identify where some opportunities may be and help us to drive some pipeline. And also, we'll list out the offers of support there is out there to help you close the business. So I'm going to hand over to Nigel. We'll have a Q&A at the end. The deck that you have, I will be sending out an updated deck with some additional contact details on the back, but we'll talk to that when we get to it. So right now, Nigel, can you please take us through the value of IntelliDent?
Thank you very much, Bob. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As Bob said, I'm going to take you through a slide deck. I'll introduce each slide as I come to it in terms of the number, which will allow you to scroll through the deck with me. As Bob said, I was previously the VP of EMEA for IntelliDent, been with the company for just over 5 years, and been involved or responsible for some of the biggest deals that IntelliDent has done in major CSPs. So I have quite a lot of experience of where we win, why we win, and I sincerely hope that I can help you create more opportunity. So I'm starting on slide 3, which is cost of network complexity. So the good news is that the challenge that IntelliDent solves is one which is growing in the industry. It's growing in communication service providers, it's growing in MSPs, and it's growing in enterprises. And it's largely caused by the proliferation of IP networking devices and the increasing complexity of customers' networks in one form or another. The other good news is that IntelliDent has almost no overlap with the existing IBM portfolio. So what we're actually looking at here is a growing market opportunity that up till now you've not been able to address with any other technologies or products, which is going to give you considerable opportunity across the customer base that you've not been exposed to before. So looking at slide 3, you'll see a number of statistics within this slide. It's pointing out that if you look at networks, some 60% of the problems in those networks are caused by manual configuration errors. You see 4% of revenue lost to problems, something like 30 configuration errors per device, 45% of time spent on manual configuration, something like 35% of assets lost or deployed erroneously, and 80% of security breaches and non-compliant devices. To be honest with you, these are conservative figures. The reality in a lot of cases is a lot worse than this. If I was to share with you that one very large telco that I have been working with told us that after deploying IntelliDent software, they realized that not one single one of their network devices was actually configured correctly. And that was something like 100,000 devices. So we're looking at an issue where there are security breaches on these devices, there are operational failures on the devices. You know, to be frank, the IP networks out there are in some state of chaos. And the tools that we're bringing here allow both CSPs, MSPs, and enterprises to bring some structure to the management of those networks. So going on to slide 4. IntelliDent, we were founded in 2000, so we've been around about 10 years, a private company, relatively small, and predominantly from an engineering perspective based in Europe, with our engineering headquarters based in Belfast. We've had significant success in the large CSPs, which is where we've been primarily focused, with a number of other large enterprises. You can see that from the list, you know, companies like BT, Telefonica, Telecom Italia, Visa as major customers of ours. We've also been working very closely with the large network equipment vendors like Juniper, Cisco, worked with IBM in a number of accounts. and offices around the world. Now, I'm not going to go into this slide in too much detail because we actually repeat ourselves as we go along. But we have a unique solution in the industry today for addressing the problems with multi-vendor devices, and that's across the routers, hubs, switches, and firewalls that build up today's networks. Going on to slide five. So the important points to note here are that the types of companies that we're targeting are the service providers, the communication service providers, the managed network service providers, are also enterprises in terms of financial services, the pharmaceuticals, energy, retail, and logistics. Typically, companies that have large networks that they're dependent on for their operations day in, day out. We've targeted a whole variety of different sectors. Defence is a very interesting one, and governments as well, in terms of their requirements for supporting very, very large, complex, and extensive networks. Typical deal sizes are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars to the millions of dollars. I'll give you an example with BT in this particular case. Over the life of Intelliden, we've actually had revenues of something approaching $30 to $40 million out of that single company. So there are very large opportunities out there. Typically, the sell that we are going to be doing is going to be targeted at the CTO or CIO of an organization. And as you will see as we work through the slides, the benefits that we bring are targeted predominantly at the people who are conscious about the reliability of the network and the cost of managing the network. I'll touch on competitors a little bit later in the slide deck. Some of the companies that you may be familiar with are HP Opsware, EMC Voyance, but interestingly, a lot of the solutions that have been deployed so far have been homegrown or built in-house, and these solutions are starting to become very expensive to maintain and are also not scaling to support the operational needs of the organizations. So, I'm on to slide six now, the business problem, increasing network complexity. So I touched on earlier, I said that networks out there were becoming more chaotic, and the fact is, this is a reality. We're seeing an explosive complexity and growth in devices, something like 200% device growth on a per annum basis in a lot of networks. We're seeing more and more network vendors starting to be installed into networks, whereas historically, there may have just been one network vendor, it may have been Cisco, it may have been Alcatel. What we're actually starting to see are companies putting more and more network vendors into their networks, sometimes for redundancy or resilience, and sometimes because they're targeting specific capabilities. And we're also seeing the configurations of devices growing astronomically. We're now seeing, if you look at a single network device, we're seeing some of the major network devices that communication service providers are managing with over 500,000 lines of configuration. And if you think about this for a moment, that's 500,000 lines of configuration that have to be changed and managed on a regular basis. The sheer challenge of trying to ensure that those are configured correctly is starting to overwhelm operational departments. We're finding that replicating it down into it becoming increasingly difficult to apply standards across the networks, and also that a number of companies are starting to discover that they can't really put their finger on how many devices and what types of devices they have. I'll give you an example just recently of a very large managed service provider that's actually now making a very large loss because it can't accurately understand or predict how many networking devices it's managing at any one particular time. And this is resulting in lost revenue opportunities, and it's also resulting in business challenges for that organization. We're also finding that more companies are now starting to face challenges in terms of compliance. Although it's well understood in the IT space where compliance actually plays a role, in this may be SOX, it may be HIPAA, PCI, what's less understood but becoming more of an issue is that organizations have to be able to assert that their networks are also compliant. Especially in the pharmaceuticals industry and in government, they need to be able to declare that their networks are secure. And this means that they have to be configured correctly against correct compliance processes. So we're seeing compliance becoming an increasing issue. We're also seeing that as more services get rolled out across networks, an accelerating change frequency. So more and more changes are having to be done to devices more and more frequently. And they also need to be done faster and faster. And obviously, what you see as you start to do this is that you tend to introduce more and more errors. So there's pressure coming within the network configuration and change environment to actually do things faster and do things more reliably. And those two are tensions that are pulling at each other. We're also seeing more and more pressure on budgets. We're seeing, in effect, flat IT and network budget growth, and we're seeing a situation where more and more people are having to manage larger and larger device estates. The other interesting fact about the people who are managing very large networks is they are, in effect, very expensive resources. So Cisco certified inter-network engineers, there are a lot of that out there, and they command very, very high salaries, which puts, again, impact onto the budgets. We're also seeing heightened security needs. Security is becoming more and more of an issue. It's becoming more and more of a problem. We're seeing organizations not really understanding the role of security within the configurations of the networks they're providing. So all in all, you can see that this is starting to become a very, very complex and expensive problem for large network providers. So moving to slide 7. Network automation solutions managing the change lifecycle of multi-vendor networks. So whereas up till now, typically we have seen very manual processes, ad hoc changes being made to networks, a lack of rigor in reliability of recording what changes have been made, and surprisingly, even a lack of rigor in certifying and authenticating what people can make what changes to the networks. So we've built the life cycle that you can see on the slide. This starts with ensuring that you know all the devices that exist in a network, and those devices are synchronized and talking to a central management environment. That we have configured correctly security and control on those devices, that we have correct configuration and change management tools in place, correct compliance and audit tools in place, the ability to be able to ensure if changes are made to network devices, those resources are correctly reconciled back into the network database, and the ability to be able to upgrade software reliably. These elements surrounding a centralized network database of information is the core of the intelligent proposition. So moving on to slide 8. The slide is headed Integrated Service and Network Management. I think it would be fair to say to date that the IBM solutions have been focused mainly on recording information and recovering information. That may be managing fault situations, it may be discovery of network devices that exist within the network environment. The piece that has been missing has been the ability to be able to actually make changes within a network. So at the moment, the environment has been about monitoring. Now, with the addition of the intelligent products, we now move into the environment of being able to make changes. And this fits very, very well with the IBM portfolio of network applications. There is a very, very clear alignment between network fault management, alarm and event management, and configuration and compliance. And I will talk more to that as we go through the slides. In the end, what we're seeing with IBM is the ability to be able to manage a complete life cycle of a network, to be able to monitor it effectively, and to put rigor into the ability to change, and then have one consolidated view of that existing, of that entire infrastructure, both configurations and dependencies. So moving on to slide 9. What you can see on this slide is the types of equipment that IntelliDent supports. Now, the reality is we can support any device that's out there that has either a CLI or a SNMP interface of one sort or another. And there's a whole raft of different categories of devices that this falls into. We see multi-service switches, we see content switches, WAN optimization devices, a whole range of vendors' LAN switches and routers. We can manage firewalls, session border controllers, wireless access points and VPN concentrators. And with this group of devices, what you're actually looking at is the majority of devices which make up the large core networks that exist within the enterprise organizations and the communication service providers. In terms of vendors, we've got an extensive number of vendors that we support. And we can, as it says in the slide, support any vendor that's got CLI and SNMP interface. But that includes the likes of Cisco, Juniper, Ciena, Extreme, Nortel, Alcatel-Lucent. And in fact, this is a small list of the number of vendors that we actually support. So we can support a large number of devices that exist within the customer's network. I'll give you an example of one particular managed service provider. This one, in this case, is British Telecom. They have something like, at the moment, 100,000 devices under management within Teledyn. And during the whole of the deployment, and that includes major banks, major government organizations, major enterprises, we've only found two or three situations where a device has come up that we've not seen before. And in that case, then, we put an exercise in to be able to support that device and add it to our portfolio. So a wide range of devices that we support. So moving on to slide 10. This is talking about Intelligent advantages. So what we're looking at here is the ability to provide a single solution that provides benefits for all of the operational entities that look after complex networks. And that can be the executive, network management, and the IT organizations. One of the major benefits of Intelligent is that it is a very scalable solution that can look after or scale from thousands of devices to hundreds of thousands of devices, which means that when you look at a lot of networks that are out there, they have many, many different tools that they're trying to use to manage small parts of the network. And what we end up with is, to a degree, chaos in the terms of being able to manage the information that exists within that network. So you have multiple databases, multiple records, multiple people touching the network with their own tools, with their own information. And what's actually needed and what's recognized by the industry is that that has to be simplified into much smaller number of tools that can provide a wide range of capabilities. So if you look at each of the groups that exist within IT organizations or network organizations, the executives, they're facing pressures today on containing the cost of this increasing network complexity. All the time they're getting pressures from their operations department to add more devices, to make more changes, and all the time this is increasing the number of people that are in that organization. The executives are also very concerned about how the centralized control of configuration, who is touching the network, what are they doing, what changes they're making. Compliance, are the changes that are being made to that network the correct changes and the right changes? And also provisioning, how do you automate the change of and delivery of services within that network? And they're also looking for increased visibility into both security and performance. The network engineering staff, they're facing slightly different pressures. They have a large number of routine standard tasks that are going on day in, day out, which are soaking up individual resources. One of the changes that often needs to be made on network devices is something called access control lists, which is who can do what to devices and what are those devices allowed to do in terms of passing traffic. A lot of time is taken doing what is, in effect, basic manual changes. They're not using automated tools, they're logging into devices and changing each network configuration line time in, time out. These tasks can be automated and these can free network engineering staff up to doing more important roles and using the skills that they've got. The network engineering staff want to be able to standardize policies and processes, but they rarely have the tools to do it and they always need accurate network information. If you look at the network operations staff, one of their big concerns are making changes which damage network reliability. There have been a number of high publicity cases recently where engineering staff have taken out complete networks. So they've taken, and certainly if you look at a large CSP which may have millions of users on their broadband networks, there have been examples recently where those complete networks have been taken out for something like 2 to 3 hours, and the amount of revenue that they lose during that process is dramatic. And they want to be able to implement changes much more quickly and to be able to improve the audits. And then the IT organizations want to be able to automate more frequently changes which flow down from higher order OSS products. So they want to be able to, in effect, take services to be able to be able to activate it through web pages, to be able to click on a web page and then have a service automatically provisioned to a customer. And without the ability to make automated changes in the network, that's a real challenge. So going on to slide 11, why do customers choose Intelligent? Well, there are a number of major features that you can see within this list. One of the major ones that we have in terms of capability is scalability. As I touched on earlier, one of the challenges that organizations or network organizations face is many, many different platforms trying to touch the network. So you might have 5 or 6 different platforms trying to make changes down into the network and a large number of staff trying to do that at the same time. What you really need, or what customers really need, is the ability to have one platform that can scale and can provide the flexibility to manage many, many hundreds of thousands of devices. Intelligent started from the carrier environment, and we actually built a fully virtualized platform that's highly modular and can be deployed geographically in many, many different locations. And certainly when I've competed against a number of other companies, one of our major features has been the ability to be able to both scale into these large deployments and also to have the flexibility to be able to insert our software into already complex network environments. The last thing these customers need is a large-scale forklift upgrade of an OSS platform. What they need is a platform that can insert into their network and then grow and provide more and more capability. We also provide a fully integrated network automation solution. So we have discovery and reconciliation, the ability to be able to look at a network and decide what devices are out there, how many devices, and how they're configured. We have configuration management. And configuration management is about making changes to network devices, automating those changes, being able to have the workflow which will allow you to automate changes to thousands of devices, and also being able to manage and record the changes that are made to those devices. Then compliance and provisioning. Compliance, can I ensure that whenever I make a change to a device, that I'm making that change in line with the operational procedures of the company and the regulatory procedures of the company? What we have in terms of the platform is this concept of a network database of record. The Intelligent platform stays synchronized with all the configurations that exist within a network estate, and we stay in that synchronized state in real time. So at any one time, there is only one repository that people need to go to, either manually or through our APIs, to be able to discover what network devices they have, what configurations they have, and what policies are in use. Whenever we make a change to a device, we always make this change in a state-aware way. So to put this simply, there are a lot of tools out there that when they make changes to network devices, ignore the current state of that device. People could have made changes to the configuration, and what in effect happens is that with other competing products, these changes are made and just overwrite anything that happened before. That means, in effect, that automated systems out there have a very low reliability in terms of their ability to make accurate changes. The Intelligent platform is designed for 100% accuracy. Within a lot of networks today, you will see a lot of individuals trying to manage devices with little overall authentication of what changes are allowed to be made. So you may have different levels of hierarchy in terms of network engineer, but very, very little in terms of ability to be able to check and control what changes these individuals are making. But in the Telenum platform, we can provide very, very granular access control by user, device, and command. And then finally, on this section, it's highly extensible. It leverages common network database of records and device access tools. When we designed the Intellidum platform, we designed it so that it could integrate very simply and very easily with a whole range of different other tools and capabilities. And this brings us on to the section here which says open APIs. The APIs on the Intellidum platform were designed such that we expose every single capability that exists within our platform. Our own applications use our APIs, and those APIs are published. What that means is that you can rapidly integrate with third-party applications, third-party portals, and it'll be relatively straightforward integrating the Intellidum platform with other IBM tools. We also have an open database which allows customers to be able to interrogate pretty much any configuration that exists within that network. We have multiple different ways of automating. We can serve different market needs and skill levels, and we can enable rapid insertion and user adoption. This is a critical point in putting automation platforms in that we can put them in a highly granular way and then scale. We support a whole variety of different regulatory, security, and operational policies and remediation techniques. Give you an example of another customer. Compliance, I touched on earlier, is becoming more and more of an issue. How can I be sure that all the network devices that I have got the right ports turned on, and more importantly, the right ports turned off? Are they secure? Can I prove that they're secure? One company that one large service provider that we work with, they had a challenge that if they couldn't actually prove that their network was compliant, then they couldn't actually announce their results on Wall Street. Because in the end, they have to be able to prove that the infrastructure they have is secure. So this is a really major issue for a variety of different customers that are out there. Finally, Intellidum has been highly committed to standards. We provide a normalized view of network resources to third-party applications. The whole of our platform is based on XML technology. XML is becoming more and more an important requirement in enterprises and communication service providers in providing open and easy-to-use interfaces that they can exploit. So I'm going to touch on a couple of customer examples. I've used a number of these examples that we walked through this slide deck, but let me just explore a couple more of them. So the first one is on slide 12, and this is Scotia Capital. Scotia Capital is a financial institution in Canada. It's the number two financial institution in Canada, and they are primarily into the corporate and investment banking and capital markets. They face the standard challenges that we're seeing in more and more enterprises today. They're looking for greater network automation and accuracy. They use a lot of basic tools to be able to manage their network. And these can be Excel databases. In this particular case, they have a lot of Word-based documents and policies. And they had some basic TACAC security access control. Something of the order of a small device estate in this case, of about 500 devices, mostly Cisco devices, but ultimately they want to grow up to around about 4,000 devices. So one of the challenges was the standard one we're seeing with all different companies, that network changes were being made in a chaotic way, that there was little recording of changes that were being made, and there was little compliance in place. So what we've provided is the configuration, change management, and audit capabilities of the Intellidum platform. And now 70% of the changes are actually made through the Intellidum platform. What we also do is capture any changes which are not made through the Intellidum platform through an external monitoring capability, which is called out-of-band change control. So it's probably unrealistic to expect that any network will be completely managed through one single tool, in this case being IntelliDent. But what we have with the IntelliDent platform is the ability to be able to capture changes that are made outside of the platform and then bring all that information into one standard environment. Now, let me give you an example of that. What you're able to do with the IntelliDent platform is that if a change is made to a device, let's say that's done not through our system, it's done by a single individual logging into a device via Telnet and making a change. As soon as that change has been made, the IntelliDent platform will recognize a change has been made to a device, and then it will go in and run all the compliance checks to ensure that change has been made correctly. Now, the result from that could be an email to say that a change has been made which is not compliant. However, we could also go right up to the point of actually reverting out that change without doing any damage to the network. So if somebody made a change which was not allowed, we could actually reverse that out. They also have approvals management, and for auditing purposes, they're managing 6 months of configuration change history. Now, the configuration change history is becoming an important or greater requirement from network communication service providers and enterprises. So, not same time popping up all over my screen. They've been in production since 2005, and in fact moved on to our latest version of software, which is 5.2 in 2009, and they're an international organization. Now, what they've ended up with is going from a situation with a great deal of confusion, a lack of auditing, a lack of compliance, into a fully accurate, 100% accurate configuration changes, with the network always being fully compliant and always ready for an audit. This last point is a very, very important one. The ability to have assurance that your network is always in compliance. What we find with a large number of competitive tools out there today is that they can test the network on a one-off basis. So, you know, at the beginning of April, they could see their network is compliant. But to be honest with you, on the second day of April, their network may well be out of compliance again. With the IntelliDent platform, what we provide is the ability to always ensure that that network is real-time in compliance. Now, moving on to slide 13, British Telecom, a company I know very well, having managed them for some 5 years now. They have probably one of the largest and most complex networks in the world. They have something like 28,000 network ports deployed across 170 countries. And they had a lot of challenges. They had little in the way of tools to test compliance and very little in the way of tools to be able to deploy automated configuration management. Now, when I started this presentation, I said that this was today still a very much an open market. And the fact is, this is true. If you take a company like BT, only 18 months ago, they had no way of making compliant changes within their network on their global services network, which has got something of the order of 500,000 devices and thousands of customers. And what happened was that about 18 months ago, we bid for a project within the BT Global Services group, and we were competing against pretty much every competitor that's out there, the Oracles, the Ciscos, the EMCs, the HPs. And in the end, BT selected IntelliDent technology as the technology that they felt gave the best capabilities of supporting their network. Now, one other interesting point of notice, a number of those companies that we were competing against, specifically HP, Oracle, had ELAs already in place and were trying to leverage those ELAs to demonstrate to BT that their cost of acquisition was very, very low indeed. In the end, BT decided to go ahead and placed an order for around about $5 million with IntelliDent, despite the fact some of the competitors' products were free. So the solution that we've put in place, it's a multi-tenancy solution. You know, I touched earlier on the flexibility. Within BT Global Services Network, they need to be able to manage a lot of geographically remote networks with overlapping network IP address spaces and thousands of firewalls in the way. The flexibility of the intelligence solution meant that they could put that in, and they could actually do that without disrupting any other parts of their network. And now they have an environment which is highly compliant and also gives them a very high degree of auditability and control over what network engineers changes are made to what network devices. A very, very important point in the managed service provider environment is that a lot of these organizations have punitive SLAs in place on BT. So if BT produce a network outage of one form or another, then they will be fined for it. And in fact, we've had a number of examples where the intelligent platform has saved BT from many hundreds of thousands of dollars of SLA penalties. So moving on to slide 13. This is Visa. Well-known company, leading international credit card service provider. The same story that I've been saying so far comes up time and time again. Again, they had 4,000 devices in this particular case. They wanted to prevent outages due to manual errors. They wanted to be able to scale the expertise of the engineering staff and be able to deploy them on more higher value added tasks. And in this case, again, they went to the intelligent solution, configuration and change management and reporting, and now they have an environment where they're saving something like 75% of the time that they were using before through automation. The other very important point that comes through this is that if you know what devices you have and you know what versions of software that have been deployed, then you can actually reduce maintenance costs with the network equipment vendors dramatically. In this case, something like $1 million per annum. So, what is the opportunity? Now, going on to slide 16, where and what to focus on with the customer. So, a number of key messages. Who are the people we need to speak to? We need to speak to the CTOs, CIOs, and operations groups. In the end, the people that are up at night worrying whether the network is down, the person that is head is on the block when customers are not getting service, and the person that doesn't have the headcount to meet the network operation SLAs. You can see three primary messages here for the customer. Network device access and control, who can touch what and what commands. Can we audit, can we log devices and changes that are made by everybody, and can we only allow correct commands to be sent to a device? Also enable what network engineers quickly see on what's been changed on the device and why. Can we back those devices up effectively, backing up full configuration? Can we roll back changes with a device without a device reset? A very important factor, all of our competition's products, if they want to make undo a change or make a change back to a previous version of software, then they're going to have to reboot the device. If that's a major PE router that's supporting hundreds of thousands of customers, that is a major problem. With the intelligent software, you can make those changes without ever having to reboot the device. And as I've touched on earlier, can we build policies to prevent errors in the past and fix them automatically? So can policies run and test and provide that high level of network compliance? So moving on to slide 16, what is the opportunity here? Well, you can see a number of values here, from small enterprise through to tier one service providers. With over 3 years, the value of those contracts ranging in the smaller end of the scale from $100,000 to $300,000 up to the tier ones at $5 to $25 million. Device counts from 1,000 to 100,000, and the network types going from small customer premises equipment through to the large core edge aggregation access and CPE devices. Also on this slide, very, very important point. You click on that, and it will take you to the incentive information, which basically is the incentives which are in place to sell Intelligen up till the end of the first half. So big opportunity here to be able to sell Intelligen software and get compensated on that proposition. So in terms of the offering, packaging and go-to-market strategy. As you see from the left-hand box on slide 17, there are three major sections to the Intelligent pricing. You have the base platform, which is the R Series platform, which at list price is between $40,000 and $100,000. We also have a smaller offering, which we call NetNovo, for their enterprises, which is around the 10,000 device mark. We have a specific features for communication service providers, which feature additional capabilities. To that base platform, you then have to add a series of applications. The list prices of these between $45,000 and $300,000. The major applications that we have are network configuration, network control and configuration management, policy-based configuration management, which does the compliance for you, and the ability to do operation software upgrades. And that's the ability to change the OSs that run network devices. And then we charge per device that's actually being managed. And those range from very small amount per device, $15, up to a number of $1,000s, depending on how large and how complex those devices are. Two types of license: standard device, which gives you basic capabilities of change management, and smart models, which gives you very, very sophisticated capabilities. I touched on the target markets on a number of occasions. It's primarily the service providers, the large enterprises, and the managed service providers. The types of scenarios that we're looking for, that they will be looking for, are integrated network fault management and control, performance management integrated with configuration and change, and stateful configuration management and compliance. The strategies that you could deploy within there are leveraging Tivoli's brand. Up till now, this is an area that we've not been able to sell into as an organization such as IBM. Now what we can do is we can use Tivoli's brand and then extend that into the new areas of change. Leverage product adjacencies to upsell into network operation centers. There is a good alignment between Omnibus and TNM and the Network Intelligent product range. So it should be a straightforward message to be able to talk to network operations management people about being able to extend their fault domain into the management and change environment. And then finally, there's a whole new area which is growing, which is being able to provide automated network change within the cloud computing environment. So we have already worked with a number of service providers, providing them with automated change capability within their virtualized data environments. So how does that work with the Tivoli product? Say you have a customer with Omnibus or NetCool fault management. At the moment, they can identify the device as the root cause of the fault, but they can't identify what has actually happened with that device. Using the Intelligent NCTM capabilities, you can analyze the actual device errors. What changed? Was there a recent change that was made to that device which produced that error? Change logs show who touched the device and what they changed. The ability to roll back allows them, with a single push of a button, to be able to restore the device to the previous configuration if it was a configuration change that had produced that outage. And then the security allows them to prevent future errors by locking down that device and enforcing the correct commands and syntax. We have the ability to extend the ITNM requirements. So IBM Tivoli Network Manager can be extended with more than just the information that you can recover from the SNMP MIP. At the moment, the amount of information you get back from the device is limited to what is provided in that MIP. With the Intelligent platform, we expose all of the configuration, which will provide a lot more information that is currently available. We can use policies to enforce configurations, fix incompatibilities, and rollback changes, as I talked about before. And then with Maximo, we have the ability to extend the physical inventory to include operating system versions and configurations, and again, enable the reconciliation of a network inventory to what is actually in the network down to the port level. So go from an inventory-led approach, which could be no more than 60% accurate, to a network-led approach, which will be 100% accurate. Coming on to the key resources and contacts. So from an education perspective, we have available intelligent sales kits, virtual sales academy, Tivoli Talks, and the deal registration page. A number of people that you will can use and are available to absolutely help you qualify and close deals. There's myself. We also have Rahir Redeker, who is based out of the Netherlands, and Patrick Ernstein, based out of the Netherlands. We also have a number of other individuals around the organization that we can bring into play to help with the closing of deals. And then the other people that I'm sure you're familiar with who exist within the IBM organization who are also aligned to IntelliDent. From a benefits perspective, so I'm just going to summarize the benefits that are out there. You can manage network complexity with a single source of network truth, one single database of record which gives full visibility and control of all changes, policies, access, security, and information. You can enhance availability by preventing outages and errors, reduce failures. This is a major problem for service providers and enterprises. How do we make our networks more reliable? Network outages cost huge amounts of money for both companies and for service providers. How do we make sure all the same information is available to all upstream applications? Solution built from the ground up with full APIs for network management, provisioning, trouble ticketing. Scalability. How do we support expanding heterogeneous networks of any size? How do we meet scalability performance requirements of the largest and most complex networks? And how do network operations departments slow the rising costs that demands on engineering and operations escalate? So the one area that I've not touched on during the presentation, and I'm going to spend just a few moments on, is that of the competitors that exist within the market today. The interesting fact about this market is that in a lot of cases, the solutions which have been built are homegrown, and they could be manual scripts, they can be Excel documents with a lot of manual processes involved as well. And this we see more and more in the marketplace today. And in a lot of cases, what's happening is that these tools are failing to scale and are actually costing more and more to manage internally. So a large number of the customers that you're going to be talking to, you will find have homegrown tools which in reality are starting to creak in terms of deployment. Other competitors that are out there, I touched on earlier that I've competed against a number of these. Oracle is a good example. What you will find with the IntelliDent product is that it's designed to be able to cope with very complex text configurations that are based on network devices. We do this in a unique way through smart models, which I'm not going to go into now, but what this allows you to do is to be able to manipulate the configurations reliably without ongoing maintenance costs of changing scripts and changing cartridges. All the competitors are out there, be it HP Opsware, be it Oracle, AlterPoint, BMC, all have to manipulate complex text configs, and the overhead of doing this is dramatic. Now, it's been proven on a whole variety of occasions that the use of intelligent smart models actually simplifies this configuration process and makes it much cheaper for the operations staff to be able to ongoing make changes to the network. The other big point is flexibility. Most of the systems that are out there today, be it Oracle, HP, BMC, AlterPoint, you know, the variety out there, are designed for just the enterprise market. They've not been designed with the flexibility and capability to grow to very, very large network device estates and complex configurations. So finally, to slide 21, sales call to action. So it's absolutely important right now that we communicate the acquisition to customers and prospects. You know, we're very keen to set up on-site meetings and deliver the IntelliDent message. Leverage the existing base that we've got today in Omnibus, ITM, TPAM, TSAM, and TSM to be able to use those to extend the ability with IntelliDent and focus on the sales opportunity scenarios that are driving that value. We're here to support you. We have a lot of experience of selling into this marketplace. I think we've pretty much seen every competitor and configuration challenge we're likely to face. We are very enthusiastic and absolutely committed to getting some deals on the table with IBM as quickly as possible and leverage the IBM Sales Fast Start program. Yeah, finally, teamwork's everything. I love this slide. You know, there are a lot of people that are behind you to help you win with the intelligent product. So I hope this was helpful. I've run on about 5 minutes more than I expected to, and open the line now for any questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Okay, we have a question, three questions on the line. The first question comes from the line of Kartal Marotto. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hello, Nigel, this is Carlo.
You
mentioned the scalability of the tool to the largest networks like BT, for example. But what is the minimum number of devices that make it worth the investment? What's the smallest network where we can show an ROI? And then the second question is, for an average network, what are the minimum hardware requirements to run our product?
Okay. So good question, Carlo. Thank you for that. Typically, I would say that we should be looking at networks greater of about 1,000 devices. Below that, the reality is you're probably with a relatively small number of people. You could manage that network, and you will probably not have the challenges that the larger networks face. So I would say anything larger than 1,000 devices would be the environment we're looking at. In terms of the hardware platform, I touched on this earlier, we can actually run the intelligent platform if necessary in a laptop for a demonstration perspective. Now, that's not what we would do for an actual deployment. But if you were looking at a blade system with a couple of blades in, that is typically the starting point that you would be looking at from a hardware perspective. And that then can grow as much as you want in terms of managing many, many hundreds of thousands of devices. So we can scale from a very small deployment right up to extremely large ones. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to the next question. Next question comes from the line of Mr. Mark Poveda. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hello, yes. I have a couple of questions. Is there any ROI that we've done already that we could reuse as examples of, cost-benefit analysis?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. We have an ROI tool. When you're looking at the return on investment, obviously there's a whole variety of different areas we could be looking at. The cost of change, the cost of errors are big areas within this. The speed of change and the impact of slow changes occurring to the network. So if you're deploying a new service, how fast can you get that out? So we do have benchmarks and metrics which we can use to assist a customer in building a business case based on that ROI tool.
Okay, and who can I contact you to work on such an ROI? Both from the exercise itself and also looking at the cost of the software, because it looks quite a complex tool to cost.
So first of all, feel free to come to any of the intelligent contacts that we talked about earlier. They've all got access to the tools. Any problems at all, feel free to drop a line to myself.
Can you send us the list of contact, because we've only got you and Bob.
Bob, yeah, can send out a revised deck.
Mark, okay. I'll send out a revised deck with the additional contacts on.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Mr. Neil Patterson. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Neil? Are you on mute?
Okay. Let me remove this question. If you'd like to ask a question once again, press star one. Next question comes from the line of Winsraid Ertrout. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Yeah, hello, my name is Winsraid. My customer Eon asked always for POC, so my question to you, Nigel, is how difficult is it to do a POC with a tool at customer side?
Okay, thank you for that question. It's relatively straightforward to do POCs. I don't think I've been involved in a project yet where they haven't requested a POC of one form or another. Typically, what we would do is expect a POC of probably a minimum of 3 days. That would be working through the various different requirements of the customer, build a series of scenarios that allow them to test the product and understand its value. We're also in the process of building a number of tools which are going to be available. One of them will be a virtual machine, a VM, which will contain Intellidon, Omnibus, and ITNM all within one VM, which should be relatively straightforward to install and get the POC up and running. We're also at the moment in the process of installing the software in Ligaud in Nice in the demo center there, so we'll have an ability to be able to demonstrate across the whole of the Northeast IoT.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next question comes from the line of Mr. Andrew Foreman. Please say go ahead, your line is open.
Morning, Nigel.
Morning, Andrew.
One of the clients that I look after in the UK is Vodafone. Large chunks of their network have been outsourced to the equipment vendors. Do we have much experience of working with a client where large areas are outsourced and they've got sole responsibility for all aspects of the network?
Interestingly, probably the other way around, where we've got experience of working with customers that have, in fact, are managing other organizations' networks. I think it's going to depend very much on the use case in Vodafone's point of view, on what is it they actually want to be able to do. So if they've outsourced the management to other vendors, what is it from a Vodafone perspective that they want to be able to do from management and control of that network? We can put the platform in and allow them to be able to, in effect, overview what changes and how the network is being managed. If necessary, we can integrate into the hardware vendors as well to provide a management overlay. But I think it really depends in this specific case on how and what it is that they would want to do.
Okay, we can pick that up offline, I think.
Yeah, I've been meaning to give you a call, actually, because I was speaking to a few other people last week who were indicating there was probably a number of areas that we should talk about over Vodafone. So
yeah.
Once I get a second, if it's all right, I'll give you a call.
No problem. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. And this time we're showing no further questions. Once again, star one if you'd like to ask a question. Thank you. Okay, we have a question coming from the line of Mr. Neil Patterson. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I think our lines have got confused. It's actually Austin Pierce here, not Neil Patterson. anyway, a quick question on provisioning on slide 11. You've got... provisioning. Are we talking about kind of patching up network devices with updates and things like that, or are we talking about provisioning to compete with the likes of Chroma and Cisco and kind of bandwidth provisioning and things?
Okay, thank you. I must admit, your line is breaking up terribly, so I've only picked up a little bit of the question, but I think I've managed to determine what you were asking there. So I'll just play back what I think you were asking. Is when we're talking about provisioning, just making changes to patches and low-level configuration changes, or are we talking about provisioning at the level of Kramer, Oracle, and organizations like that, which is a full provisioning capability? Mm-hmm. So The Intellin platform has been deployed in a number of different provisioning environments. I'll give you one example at the moment, which is something called Virtual Data Center, which is one of the major CSP's delivery mechanisms. What the VDC is a very complex solution where they have the ability through a single web page to be able to deliver services which are processing services, application services, storage services. And to do that, they need to fully automate the configuration of all the different components that make up that solution. Now, one of those components is a very sophisticated network capability. And that network capability allows them, in a fully 100% lights-off automated way, turn up network resources and connect the different resources either through the internet or through MPLS connections. They selected Intellidon for that capability. Now, in this particular case, we automate all the underlying changes to the network, but we are driven by an external orchestration system. And that orchestration system integrates through the Intellidon APIs. Now, within the IBM portfolio, we've got a number of different orchestration platforms, and at the moment we're looking at how we would work with those to provide a full provisioning capability. Now, provision is one of these interesting subjects where it can be as large or it can be as small as you require. But certainly we have the ability to be able to integrate into orchestration systems and provide very complex provisioning capabilities.
Great, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we're showing no further questions on the line, sir.
Okay, thank you, Ricardo. Well, Nigel, thank you very much indeed for a brilliant call this morning. Interactivity has been great at the end over the Q&As. I'm sure there may be other questions out there. Please don't hesitate to send them to us, but I'm appreciative we're running over the edge of the time. So once again, thank you, Nigel, and thank you, everybody, for attending this morning. Let's go out there and see if we can make use of these incentives to sell. Please contact myself, Nigel, any of the other names we'll send out to you later.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you all for participating in today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time. Thank you.